Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart, another beautiful day that the Lord has made. Every day He gives us is a gift, and we can do something with it. Every day has its own wonderful opportunities. As we listen to the heart of God, as the Holy Spirit guides us in life, gives us a chance to make another difference in the life of others. Some people don't know what the wonderful life that we live in Christ. All of your sins are washed away. You've been made brand new. You can do new things. Jesus said, nobody puts new wine in old wineskins. We got a new life. We'll do new things and not do the dead things. Remember, we're not righteous because we do right, and we're not righteous because we don't do wrong. We've been made righteous, and now we have the ability to do what's right, and we have the ability to choose to not do wrong, and we need to do those things. But the focus is always Jesus. When you believe on Him, your faith is on, and as long as your faith is in the on position, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And Paul didn't say, I can do all things through God. He said, I can do all things through Christ. Without Christ, it's all impossible. But with Christ, we can do all things. Even if you can't believe God for everything, as long as your faith is in the own position, you can ask God for something. You can pray, or you can speak God's will where it needs to be spoken. If you see somebody in danger, you can tell Satan, you can't kill that person. I rebuke the spirit of death. And heaven's courts will back you up. And the angels will take charge and run those death demons out of the way. And the person will live. And they don't even have to know it. I've done it before. I've done it many times. If I see any form of danger forming, I tell Satan to stop it. And all of his plan has to stop cold. That's because we have authority. Jesus spoke about it very well in Luke 10:19. He said he saw Satan fall, cast out of heaven. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. You've been washed in His blood. You believed on Him, so the blood applies to you. And when that happens, you're in faith. Your faith is on. My faith has been on since 1983. I've never doubted whether Jesus was Lord or not. I've doubted myself a few times. I made dumb choices, but I always got back on track with God. I made false steps, but my faith was on, and I was able to rectify what went wrong every time, over time. The Lord will help me. And, you know, I say these things and sound like I always won. I didn't. Sometimes things got to me. Sometimes I said things I shouldn't have. Some things I did things I shouldn't have. But the Holy Spirit was right there with me, convicting me if I sinned or did something wrong. And over time, I got it right. Sometimes, and if you're going to repent, you can ask God to forgive you. But you may not know how to rectify the problem. You're being tempted, and you don't have experience in this area of life, and you're endeavoring to stand, and you're continually being bombarded with Satan and his tactics. And sometimes people just don't know how to resist it and how to deal with it. But your faith is still on, and you ask the Lord, just like I did when I didn't know. I said, Lord, show me how to deal with it. I don't know how to deal with it. And I was held. I was blessed by God. God, the Lord, helped me through that period of time. I thought I was going to fall, but I didn't. I kept crying out to the Lord to show me how to deal with it, because I didn't know. The knowledge to deal with it was not in me. I did what I knew. Whatever part of God's word that I knew, that's what I acted on. And it was a struggle. So I'm not trying to make it seem like everything was easy. And it was a struggle. It had its own, these were problems to me. And it took a while but I kept endeavoring. Every day I woke up, I'd pray over my day and I'd ask the Lord to help me with that day. There are people coming off drug addictions and alcoholism, and they get saved, and they're recognized in the kingdom of God. You know, it was spoken by J. Vernon McGee that when an alcoholic gets saved, he's got a new spirit, but he's got the same old stomach, the same old habits. And those things have to be dealt with. And the way we deal with it, we're not alone. The Holy Spirit is here to guide us in all truth. Jesus is the Word of God. We can study the Word of God and receive strength for every day. And we're seeking to do the Father's will. So as we go forward, we do the things of God. And we learn a little bit, we do a little better. We learn a little bit more, we do a little bit better. We learn some more, we do better and better as we learn and grow. And then it comes to a point where you get all of your answers. And then you receive those answers. Now, answers have to be received. Sometimes the Holy Spirit leads us to answers and people don't receive it because of other things that they believe. See, as you learn, drive out deception. That's why I said before, the Word of God will nourish your heart. It will nourish your heart, charge your heart. Charge, nourish, all the same thing. Build you up. And you receive those things. See, educations have to be received. You got to believe it. So you believe God's word because he said it. Sometimes that's the only reason you believe it. And then you act on it. Now, when you act on it, that's when you're going to learn it works. Now, other people told you it works. You believe it works. You believe their reports, which is true. All that helps. It all helps. And then when you see people doing these things, and you can see it work. But when you do it, now you know it works. And that's when you get educated. Now you know. Faith turns into knowledge. Faith is knowledge before sight. You know it before you see it. You believe it before you see it. You act on it, eventually you'll see it. Now you know. It's knowledge and education. The Word of God is alive. We have to believe it. So when he would give me my answers, sometimes the answers would be strange to me. But I acted on them. I asked for the knowledge, and whatever he gave me, that's what I had to act on. And then I said, hey, it works. And I saw why. And then I would go back when things were going smooth and the temptation was annihilated. And I would have discussions with the Holy Spirit. I would say, Jesus, teach me how to do this. Why did that work? I would ask whatever questions I had. If I failed, I would ask him, how did I get to that point? And he taught me, I learned a lot of things about warfare. Not just how to live. I learned about warfare tactics, too. And the times when I almost failed, when the enemy set me up to fail, and he did his worst. The temptation didn't start that day. It started a long time ago. I was able to trace some thoughts back to where I didn't deal with them months ago. If he give you any thought, don't be afraid, because the enemy's going to give you thoughts. Just fill your heart with God's word, and it's easier to detect them when you're filling your heart with God's word. But he would give me a thought that I didn't deal with. And when he saw I didn't deal with it, he backed off a while. I learned these things over time. It took them. took a year or two to figure out what was happening. Or a lot of months. It took months. But I didn't, you know, I didn't say nothing. I didn't do nothing. And then he'd ease the thought back and I wouldn't do nothing. And then he'd leave it alone. And then all at once he'd set me up to be tempted. And the Lord would always help me out. I would cry out to the Lord and he'd help me out. After I learned the tactics, I didn't fall for his traps like I did. I started paying attention. And, you know, a friend of mine was very clever. And we used to play pranks on each other. And it was fun because he was so clever. It was hard to trick him. And I tried to trick him and he tried to trick me. And we had a good time doing this. And sometime I'd win and most of the time he'd figure out what I was doing. And we'd laugh at each other when we, you know, you have to make the day go by. The Lord didn't say we couldn't have fun. And we did things that was just fun, harmless fun, you know, and nothing to get each other in trouble, but we tried out with each other just for fun and it worked. When you learn the skills of God, it's not easy for Satan to get one over on you. When the Lord give me an assignment, I know the enemy has an attack. He's going to try to attack that assignment somewhere. He's going to try to do something to change my focus. So I bless it. And I bless my day. I bless my children. Not out of fear like Job. Job got in fear. And he taught us so much. He didn't know that he wasn't supposed to fear when he feared. But fear attaches Satan to your life. He said, the things I greatly fear has come upon me. Now don't ever, when you fight Satan, be in faith. Don't be in fear. Don't be afraid of him. Don't ever be afraid of him. Don't be afraid of his tactics. He's smarter than you, but that doesn't matter. Jesus is smarter than him. You look to Jesus, you win. And he has rules. He got to fight us on our level. He can't fight us on his level. His mind is like a supercomputer. If you read first chapter of Job, you'll see what you're fighting. He was trying to get Job to curse God and die. Curse God to his face. That was the challenge, remember? He got an evil report. And before that man could finish, he had an evil report. Before that man could finish, he had another evil report. Before he could finish, he had another evil report. And then one more. He had five evil reports. So quick. Back to back. He found out he lost everything. He lost all of his wealth and his children. And he wouldn't curse God and die. Then the enemy attacked his health. Now, to do this, for those men to get there just in time to give another bad report before the last one finished, the enemy knew how fast they moved, how fast they would travel from where they were. And he timed, not only did he time there. And then they will always say, and we escaped to tell thee. Or we got away just to tell you. The other people died. But every attack was timed by Satan with his supercomputer mind. He knew when to start the attack, how long it would take for the attack to happen, and then for the person, the carrier, to get the news and make it to Job. The enemy has a network of demons that operate under his control. So instead of fighting all these foot soldiers, tell Satan his plan won't work and he'll call it off. Because what you say, what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And what you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. As you go forward in Christ, you're going to learn the things of God. And you're going to learn tactics. You're going to learn battle plans. You're going to seek the Lord and get answers. You're going to learn from these things. And as you learn from these things, grow. Whatever you learn from the Lord, hear me good. Whatever you learn from the Lord, receive it in your heart and grow. Whatever you learn from the Lord, receive it. Sometimes people learn things from the Lord and they don't receive it. Sometimes people learn from the Lord and they fail to hold on to it. All truth is not received. You have to receive the knowledge that God gives you. When the Lord gives you knowledge, receive that knowledge. And grow. Don't ever forget it. Receive the knowledge and grow. And learn. And you can do better. 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 Every day you have an opportunity to choose the things of God. You can choose to grow. You can choose to retaliate. You can choose to fight back. Or you can choose to fight Satan and win. When people do you wrong and treat you unfairly, you have a choice to make, an opportunity. And when that happens, it's going to happen. When it happens, take time and learn of the Lord. Do it God's way. Every time you handle the situation God's way, you're going to learn who your Father is. You're going to learn His ways. You're going to learn what you can do. And you're going to learn and be blessed by the choices that God will have you make. Now, sometimes people, they look at the circumstance. And they're looking at the circumstances of life. And they don't go forward like they could. And they do what other people would do. But if you do it God's way, you're going to learn things you can't learn on your own. And you'll be able to go forward and not backwards. Do all to stand. Do all that He give you to do. God will never lead you wrong. He will always bless you to go forward. Now, what happens when you do it God's way? Over time, people will see it. And they will learn from you. They'll learn from your situation. They'll learn from the way you conducted yourself. They'll learn from the... They'll see greater things. They'll know, hey, I don't have to get upset and retaliate. People can learn from what you're doing. It can be an opportunity. Now, the enemy accuses people. Don't let the enemy accuse others to you. Because when people are trying to do something, they don't always do it the way you would. They can't. They're going to do it the way they do it. And sometimes there's a difference in the way we were raised, the way we think. And the enemy will accuse you before them. They'll say, well, that person, they don't care about what you're trying to do. You're the employee. Your boss may think, well, you're just doing it wrong. And when you don't retaliate, and when you get an understanding of what they want, and you do it, and you work as under God, they'll learn that you love them. They'll learn that you care about the company and them and your job and your position. And they'll see that you're not their enemy. And you know, they may, the boss may, you know, may give you things to do and they have to leave and they come back and everything's done right. Trust me, bosses look to see whether the job is done right or not. You don't see them seeing it, but they do. I once had a boss that liked to hover over your work, and it was kind of aggravating. I had to learn how to work with him. When he gave me an assignment, he used to get off earlier than me. I would do everything I was doing, but when he left, I would knock it out. And when he come back, my work would be done. But if he saw me working on it, he'd interfere. I had to learn the Holy Spirit will help you deal with people when they're difficult, when they do things different. He will help you. Nothing's lost in the kingdom of God. You may not have justice the way you want it. You may be treated unfairly. But use the situation to win souls. I learned these things from the Holy Spirit. One brother said, I like it when people get upset. He said, because I'm going to love them and handle it God's way. And it lets people know the love of God. So when people treat him rude and get upset with him, He looked to the Lord and the Lord showed him what to do, and then he do it and it works. And I'm going to tell you something about people. When they wrong and you love them anyway, they don't forget that. They know they got a friend somewhere. They know they got a friend in you. You have rapport with them. They're going to get in trouble because the enemy picks at everybody. And when you continually love people and care about people, you know, as a soul winner, some people want to win souls. They want to just go out and tell people about Jesus. Well, that won't work. It'll work in some cases, but some people, the enemy, what he'll do, he'll try to get a riff. He'll try to get an offense going. See, when offenses come, if somebody's offended at you, they're not going to learn from you. But when you don't get offended at every little thing that they do, and they're going to do some stuff, when you decide not to get offended, and you deal with them anyway in kindness, it takes time. Eventually, they'll have rapport with you. They'll trust you. And when they get in trouble, which they will, then once they get in trouble, they're going to ask you for help. Now, that's a big jump, when people trust to ask you counsel, when they trust you with their situation, for that to happen, they got to believe that you care about them, that you love them, that you're wise, that you have the answer, and that you're not going to repeat what they trust you with. When that happens to me, I never betray people's trust. I don't tell people what they tell me. I mean, I don't tell others the personal things that they tell me. If they're about to get divorced or whatever, I keep it quiet. If they get divorced, everybody knows. When people ask you things that they trust you with, you can't betray that trust. Every day we can have these kind of opportunities. And what happens is people learn and grow, and then they go forward. And after they get saved, because this is why people get saved. They get saved because somebody cared about them. And then they were able to receive the gospel. Now, some people will receive the gospel, but they can't always receive it from you until they get to know you. Now, the Lord has set these things up over time. You got to be patient. If you're a soul winner, you got to be patient. And if you do tell people about Jesus up front, and you make it up front and personal, from that point on, you better walk the life. Don't do dumb stuff. Don't do things that would offend people. You got to be patient at that point. But that's the way to be anyway. But these are the kind of opportunities that we have every day, and they lead to much greater success, even greater job opportunities, promotions. And when people don't treat you fairly and don't promote you where you're at, God will. And he can, you know, he can give you back the years that the canker worm ate. You can go through a lot of trouble for a very long time to you. And then the Lord will turn it around. And it'll, you know, we don't like unpleasantries. Nobody does. But, you know, we get persecuted and we get under attack just like anybody else. And we grow. But when we handle it God's way, we grow from glory to glory, and all the works of the enemy will be brought to nothing, and we're going to win. That's what's going to happen. Is it worth it, preacher? Is it really worth it to do this? Remember, this life is very swift. The trouble you go through now can't compare with what's to come. You're going to live forever in Him. You will never, ever die, and you will always, ever increase. If your life went all the way wrong, everything that you love, and you lost everything in this life because you love Jesus Christ, remember, you're going to live forever. How much wisdom can you learn in 1,000 years? If you look at it this way, in 1,000 years, you can learn so many careers. In 8 years, 10 years, you can become a doctor. 5 or 6 more, you can become a lawyer. 2 or 3, you can become you can learn skills like auto mechanics. I'm just using these for examples. Now that's just 20 years, 18, 20 years. If you're gonna live 1,000 years, you can learn so much, and you can do so much. You can have so many skills over time. You're going to live forever. And we're helping other people live forever. That's better than any amount of money. If one person gets saved, that's better than any amount of money you can have. You bring somebody else to heaven, that's a big deal. But you're going to bring thousands of people to Christ over the course of your life. You're going to put things in motion that the devil can't reverse. And that's what he's afraid of. That's why he attacks. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life and throughout your life, if you allow him and receive his word. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.